Tony, in the wake of the legal proceedings over the head injuries, as you, as a player, are you concerned about your health in the future?
In the future, I don't think so. You know, I know what I signed up for as a kid. I know, the possibilities of being injured in the National Football League. And, if anybody that don't really want to get injured or don't want to get hurt or scared, they shouldn't really play this game. You know, this is really a man's game. And if you can't handle it, you shouldn't play it.
Dante, hypothetical for you, but if there was a London team, what would your thoughts be on you personally playing? And do you think guys around the league would be receptive to playing you?
Some of the guys I talk to, I don't know a lot of guys that, you know, would want to play here. But me personally, I like London. I love London. This is my eighth time being here, you know, and I would definitely be one of those guys to sign up for that team. I think it'll be pretty cool. I don't think it's much different from, you know, playing all the way in San Francisco and having East Coast games. You know, we fly six and a half hours. You know, a flight from here would be, what, seven and a half? That's not much different, so I think it could work.
Couple more?
What's brought you to London so many times, other than you just like it?
You know, just the culture, just liking to be outside of the country. I love so many things about this place. You know, I love all the restaurants. I love, you know, the nightlife. I love pretty much everything. I love the way that people speak. I learned a few words this week. I learned what fancy means and, just a bunch of things, you know. So I actually like it.
Are you a history buff like Coach Harbaugh?
No, I'm not really a history buff. You know, he knows a lot more than I know. But, I just like to come over here. Me and my friends come over here few times by myself, so it's pretty cool.
What's changed over the last 4 weeks, Dante, and the defensive unit? How much better do you think you've played?
I think we played a lot better than we have. I think last week we gave up points that we didn't want to give up. You know, we felt like we should have held that team to at least 3 or 0 points. That was late in the football game. But what's changed is we're just going out there and playing our game, and it's physical, it's communicating, it's getting turnovers, and it's tackling. You know, if you combine those things and not give up big plays, you're going to have a good defense. And it's not easy, but that's what we base our defense on. That's the standard around here, and that's what we have to play with each and every week.
Last one.
With Justin Blackmon back, is that offense still go through Maurice Jones-Drew, or how does Blackmon affect that?
I think it goes through Blackmon now. He's a younger guy, fresher legs. I think it's, his fourth game back, I believe. I think the first time he was out there, he had 20 targets. You know, so that shows you who's the number one target on that football team. But Jones-Drew is not a slouch. His eighth year, one of the top backs in the National Football League, doesn't fumble much. You know, small guy, 5'7", but he's really thick, like 220 pounds. So we have to gang tackle him and make sure that we don't allow him to break out and have a big game.